Okay, Simen Kuf Nun Vav, Dine Ross and Dam Machmas Tashmish. If you see blood because of intercourse, Ubay Gimel Seifim. Believe it or not, this Shaila comes up way more often than you would think. So Aleph, Isha Sharos Dam Machmas Tashmish. If a woman sees blood because of intercourse, Afilu Shalebishas Tashmish, even if it's not during the actual intercourse, Ela Acharkach Ba'isa Laila, she sees that night blood. She is allowed to go back to her husband a second time after she goes to mikveh. But we're concerned, even for that one time, that perhaps, because we were learning Vestas the last couple of days, which is that certain factors can cause a period to come. So here we're saying that we're concerned that maybe one of them, one of them, maybe intercourse is what causes a period. So you don't have to worry about that if it never happens, but at least initially. But once it happens once, then you have to be concerned. Shemira luck came belel tefillah. So then, if this happens on the mikveh night,
32
oz kashatit vol tzarach liprash mena lel tefillah. When she's tovel, then she's gonna need to, you're gonna need to separate mikvah, because we're concerned that maybe going to the mikvah together with intercourse, garmin la liroi's dam, maybe it's gonna cause her to see blood. B'shem tira b'leil tefila shnia, maybe on the second mikvah night she's gonna see it. Shas tashmish mamish, during the actual tashmish. Avodal tefila shlishis, but if the third mikvah night, ain't it tzarach lifresh mishum de ikar hashasha mishum tefila. The main concern was because of mikvah night. Even the Matfila Shnia Loi Rasa Sulei Chashina, since the second time that she went to mikvah she didn't see it, so then that's not a problem. Let's say she got a period the second night after mikvah. Tzarach Livresh Betfila Shnia Leil Beis, you'd have to separate the second night. Veloi Betfila Shlish is not Tfila Shlish. Okay, this part doesn't happen so much, but basically, if it's at a time that you're not expecting a period. And then there's blood, so then we have to be concerned that at least temporarily we have to be concerned that intercourse caused the bleeding. And since now there's a negative in this woman, even if she has a set cycle, when she's going to be together the second time, she needs a bedikah before and after tashmish. Oid machmas tashmish to be mevarer if she doesn't see anyone machmas tashmish with the zara isha lasik miyad berefuos, and the woman has to be careful to be isik immediately in refuos in order to see that maybe there's something wrong. Mikolshe kenem era la shirasa b'shas tashmish mamish, and of course if she actually sees blood during the actual intercourse. I was something. Obviously, you're not going to see it during intercourse, but you're going to feel it. I was samach lachar tashmish, or pretty close to after intercourse. Kiyam yera lo kain gimel pa'on b'tzufim. If this happens 3 times in a row, naflam b'mitzayi de'gadol, then you're in a big trap. Well, because she gadol, you motzi la heter shetishar etzabayla, and it's going to be very difficult that she can even stay married to her husband. Meaning, if 3 times in a row a woman has intercourse and then she sees blood that night, they have to get divorced. Because you can only be married if you have the ability to have intercourse. And now they can't have intercourse because we're afraid that it's causing her to get her period. That's a big rarity, but it did happen. It did happen. Now, nowadays, with the place can say, well, all you do is put them on. If something like this would happen, and there are certainly scenarios, I've had many, not myself, Baruch Hashem, but that where women did get their periods right after Tashmish or in middle of Tashmish. And what we do is we put them onto birth control, which will now usually fix the problem. Gimel, Isha Shergisha B'Shas Tashmish Nitma. A woman that feels B'Shas Tashmish that she became Tamim, Mechuyevas Lemon Biyad Labailadit Mesi. She has to say immediately to her husband that she became Tamim. So now you would think, we had this in Shavuos in the Daf. So you would think if the woman tells the husband in the middle of intercourse that she's got her period, he would say, okay, he pull out ASAP. No, if you do that, then you're over on the iser. Do not separate immediately with an erection. Because that's also hana. Pulling out is also Hano, just like pushing in is. Ela Yismich al Yodav v'raglov. He should lean on his hands and his feet, v'loya leo, not on her, v'yimoli pachad, and he should fill himself with fear, ureses, al havera shabal liyodai, and he restless is also types of fear on the avera that came to him. Unfortunately, it came to him that his wife is a nida when he's inside her. Kshayamas haever, and once the aver dies, which means he loses the erection, yifroish esatzmi, then he separates. Yishal amayra rasha yerle tshuva al avera, then you have to ask a mayra hara for a tshuva on the avera. Okay, simin kufnun zayin din kala nechmeses lechupa v'ychesiv. A woman who is preparing herself for marriage needs to count 7 clean days, whether she's a katana and she never saw blood, whether she's a zakena and she hasn't gotten a period forever, whatever, for years, because of the love that's building up for the marriage, perhaps a drop of blood will get lost and be never. That's why we think that they're considered nida mamish. And even after they count 7 clean days, she should check herself every day until the mikvah. And after the mikvah, ad the ilas mitzvah, she has to check herself once a day. My father was into that, that this is the many posting this that you don't have to check every day. So you have to ask Shiloh exactly how that goes on, but it's an interesting thing because you have a woman who's in her 60s, maybe they haven't had a period in 10 years, and they have to go to the mikveh before, and she went to mikveh, you know, after her last period, and then they're getting married, so they have to go to the mikveh anyways because we're afraid of this dam chimud, even though it doesn't seem like this man is that you have any of that dam chimud. But that's what it is, and that's where some say the minig of the chasan and kala not seeing each other for the week before the wedding comes from this, because if the chasan and kala see each other, so there's a buildup of love, and you don't want her to stain, so you don't want her, because then she'll be a chupas nida. It's a little stretch to say that, but that seems to be the only halachic justification for this concept of the chasan and kala not seeing each other for a week before. Philosophically or whatever, not philosophically, but hashkafically, it might be a good idea for them not to see each other, but there's no real halachic source for that. Okay, base. If the Nisuan gets pushed off for whatever reason, this is in Yonah Diyami, this is happening in Eretz Yisrael right now, unfortunately. So the woman, the Kala, and that's why, I don't know if you've heard all the stories and the different things that went on in Eretz Yisrael, you really try your hardest not to push off the wedding. Even if you have to end up making the wedding with a minion outside the house, then you do that. Part of the reason is because of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is saying here. If they push off the marriage for whatever reason, let's say bombings, and then they decide, okay, we're getting married in a month, even if she already counted Shiva Nikiyim, she needs a new Shiva Nikiyim. Since there's a new love that builds up on the new wedding date. Even if she checks herself all the days in between, doesn't help. But if it wasn't a complete pushing off, they just weren't able to work out the Nadunya, the agreement with the.
I don't understand the line. If she checked every day, that she has it.
No, because it wasn't done l'shem shiva nikiyim.
What was it? It was just done to check it.
Yeah,
but there's no difference. She just has to do it with having it in mind.
You have a good point. You have a good point. But it's the way I understand it is because it's not a proper shiva nikiyim. You need a new hefsek tara. Even though b'di'evit that should work, so I'm not sure if I don't remember if the Paiskim disagree with the Kitzur on this. All right, but let's say the reason why they push off the wedding is because they couldn't come to an agreement on the finances. And then because of this, they pushed off the wedding until they could make a deal. Or on their own, they willingly pushed off the wedding from the day that they said it. And then they made it to a different day. Yasu Shelas Chacham. Then ask a Shelas Chacham. Zayin Nikim Rishonim Mahanila. Then you have to figure out a design nikima, because there you didn't push off the wedding indefinitely. It was voluntarily pushed off, etc. Let's say, I mean, figure this, go figure this case, right? If they were fighting by the wedding and then they brought in a new chasan, right? Shita the loy mahani lazayin nikim, right? Imagine that. You have the chasan's dish. The chasan says,
Pinch
forget
hitter.
it.
I needed a pinch hitter.
And exactly right, a pinch hitter. Okay, anybody any of the chasan's friends here? Would you like to marry the kala? The kala says, I'm not wasting all my money in canceling this wedding. Right? You know, you got a lot of people to say, anyways, most men can marry most women, it makes no difference. It's a dilemma in Lazayan Nikim Shasaf al Das Chasan Acher. It will not help. She's, you cannot do this. You're gonna have to wait a new Shiva Nikim. And not only that, but even if just like a whole soap opera. So okay, so now she's gonna get married to a different guy, and then the old guy comes back and says, "Now nah, I'll do it." Then she needs a new Zayin Nakim even with this new guy. Since she was Masih of Tas for marrying him, she needs to start again. Yeah, strange stuff that they had back then. You got to be careful not to marry a woman until she is pure. Finally, come on, fine. And if it's a desperate time, and you need to make the nesuim when she's still tameh, or she got her period after the chuppah before they were together, there is no yichud whatsoever without somebody being there until she goes to mikvah. The meaning is to have the chasan sleep with a boy and a katana etzel akala and a katana etzel akala. We don't do this anymore, right? We don't put the two. Well, you can put two kids, but you don't have to have them. We have the chasan and kala sleep in the same room, but the door should be unlocked or open a little bit, and they'll sleep in somebody else's apartment or something like that. Even during the day, they're not allowed to be together without a katan or a katana. Used to be much more common to have this before birth control pills. Now that most kids go on pills, and it's actually pretty rare to have a chuppah snida. Right. They also need to be of the age where they'll understand if the chasan and kala start touching each other. But you can't be gedolei mamish because then the yetzer is already, they're wearing the yetzer, because you have to be chayshish that the girl that's being the shomer is going to have a problem, right? Now the reason is, now normally there is no yichud when you have your wife with you. There's no issur yichud. So how come here we're worried about yichud with the girl that's being the shomeres? Because we're afraid that since the wife was never with the husband, this guy might be the sweet talker and he might coerce both of them, right? So we can't have a girl too young, can't be too old. Elabanim, they got to be the average age, which they say is from the age 5, 6 to like 9. It makes no difference if it's a single guy marrying a widow, or if it's a single girl marry a single single girl. I mean, I'm sorry. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a single guy marrying, whichever. It's meaning it doesn't make a difference. It's first marriage, second marriage. Shakal, and as long as a man has not been together with this woman ever, Hashina the talk of Yitzhak, we're afraid that he is gonna. This Yetzirah is going to overpower him. Vasur on the siyachid below shmirah, and it's also to have yichud without shmirah. That's what we're going to, right? Yeah. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night, and we should hear Basura's Tavis.
Sure.